Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is June 26, 2016, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is An SGEM Extra, Ranthony Number 4, X-rays for Pediatric Constipation. Dr. Anthony Crocco is a pediatric emergency physician and is the medical director and division head of the Division of Pediatric Emergency at McMaster's Children's Hospital. He's known on YouTube for his Ranthonies. These are short rants on pediatric topics inspired by the great Canadian comedian Rick Mercer. Previous topics have included fever fear, cough medication, and pain control. Anthony is also the creator of an evidence-based medicine education website, Sketchy EBM. These are whiteboard videos that present EBM concepts in a creative and understandable format. Each year, Anthony and I get together at the Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians meeting and record a rant. This year, he wanted to rant about using X-rays for the diagnosis of pediatric constipation. So, while we were in Quebec City at the CAPE meeting, I walked backwards through the exhibit hall while he ranted. Now, here attached to this podcast is the audio clip, but head over to YouTube and search Ranthony Number 4 to watch the video. The blog will have more details and links to his references. We hope you enjoy this Ranthony.
What if I told you that you were doing something that not only made your life more difficult as a physician, but hurt children and cost money? Well, if you're doing X-rays to diagnose constipation in children, that's exactly what you're doing. Constipation is a huge problem in the pediatric population, and we see this presenting to emergency departments and clinics all the time. How are we going to diagnose constipation? Turns out there's something called the Rome 3 criteria. And the Rome 3 criteria are very simple things that we can ask on history or look for on physical exam. They're things like, hey, do you take massive poops that plug the toilet? Do you soil in between bowel movements? Do you have bowel movements that are really difficult to pass and hurt? These are the types of things we should be asking for. Now, what about doing an X-ray to diagnose constipation, you might ask? Turns out there was a systematic review in 2012 by Berger that showed that there is no significant benefit to our diagnostic ability when we do X-rays for constipation. In addition to that, the North American and European societies for gastroenterologists, hepatologists, and nutritionists all agree that we should not be doing X-rays for constipation in kids. You may be asking yourself then, well, what about harm? Aside from unnecessary radiation? Absolutely. Turns out Friedman did a study in 2014 that showed when we do X-rays to diagnose constipation in children, we increase the chance that we're going to miss significant other things. And we're not talking about wimpy things we're missing. We're talking about things like intussusception, appendicitis, bowel obstruction. I want to tell you two stories. First story is a kid that comes in who hasn't pooped in 2 weeks, has very infrequent bowel movements that plug the toilet, that hurt, and he's having some bleeding from his bum, and he's having soiling between. Is that kid constipated? Absolutely. Do you need to do an X-ray? Absolutely not. Second story, I just got back from the all-you-can-eat meat buffet where I ate my body weight in meat. You X-ray me in 2 hours, guess what you're gonna see? Lots of poop. You know why? That's what my guts do. They process food into poop. X-ray me, you're gonna see lots. Does it mean I'm constipated? Absolutely not. At the end of the day, constipation is a clinical diagnosis. Do a good history, do a good physical exam, make your diagnosis, and remember, always draw your own conclusions.
Well, there you have it. Ranthony Number 4 on X-rays for diagnosing pediatric constipation. The SGEM will be back next time with a structured critical review of a recent publication. The goal of the SGEM, as always, is to cut that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year using the power of FOMED so that you can provide your patients with the best care based on the best evidence. And remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.